Britain.
Criminal justice. The response to the riots. The police and courts have acted swiftly and fairly.
Three Facebook posts were enough to get Jordan Parler sent down. On August 2nd and 3rd, the Britannia Hotel in Leeds, which was being used to house asylum seekers, was pelted with stones. The next day, Mr. Parler posted that every man and their dog should be smashing fuck out Britannia Hotel. He had no intention of attacking the hotel himself, but he later told police that he had been frustrated that taxpayers pay for migrants who rape our kids and get priority. After pleading guilty to stirring up racial hatred, Mr. Parler was sentenced at Leeds Crown Court on August 9th to 20 months in prison. He exhaled hard as he left the dock, rattling his lips in resignation. The protests and riots that marred Britain in early August seem to have abated, though the government remains on high alert. Some extremists may have been put off by counter-protests. The handful who turned out for follow-up events on August 7th were vastly outnumbered. But more important has been the swift and forceful response of the police, prosecutors and courts, as seen in Mr. Parler's five-day journey from his keyboard to the clink. In 2011, the police killing of a black man in London sparked riots in cities around the country. Keir Starmer, then the Director of Public Prosecutions, helped put almost 1,300 people involved in prison. But the initial response of the police, by its own admission, was too slow and too soft. This time, Sir Keir, now the Prime Minister, urged the authorities to bring the hammer down on any violence or incitement. Nearly 1,000 people have been arrested so far, and around half of them charged. That's led some to claim the government practices two-tier policing, treating protests by white Britons more harshly than others, for example the Black Lives Matter protests of 2020, or more recent pro-Palestine marches. Videos are circulated online of Asian Muslim men gathering in rowdy groups and starting fights, supposedly offering proof that the police are only interested in arresting whites. Several politicians on the right, including Reform's UK leader Nigel Farage, have promoted the idea that the government has taken a two-tier approach. Yet the perception created by a handful of social media posts doesn't match the reality in court. Earlier on the day that Mr. Parler appeared in the dock, Samir Ali and Adnan Ghaffour, both of Asian heritage, were sentenced. They had gone to Leeds city centre on August 3rd to protest against an anti-immigrant demonstration being held that day. On the way home, they got into a street fight with protesters from the other side. Mr. Ali was sentenced to 20 months. Mr. Ghaffour got 30. That matches the pattern elsewhere. Ricky Jones, a Labour councillor who told a counter-protest in East London that fascists deserve to have their throats cut, was arrested within 24 hours and later charged. Considerations other than prejudice also help explain why the police respond to events differently. The anti-immigration riots tended to be small and violent. The counter-protests and previous pro-Palestine marches have been much larger and overwhelmingly peaceful. The police have to weigh many factors in real time, including the size and rowdiness of the crowd, how many officers are available, and whether arrests would escalate the situation, points out Niven Rennie, the former head of the Scottish Police's Violence Reduction Unit. But any suggestion of a two-tier approach is a myth, he says. There have been high-profile failures, notably the way the police failed to protect mostly white girls from abuse by mostly British Asian grooming gangs in Rotherham and Rochdale between the late 1980s and the early 2010s. Extreme right influencers used such failures to whip up the likes of Mr. Parler. But they largely reflect problems with individual police forces. If anything, says Tim Newburn of the London School of Economics, the bigger issue is the over-policing and under-protection of minorities. Ethnic minorities also tend to be treated more harshly in court. They're significantly more likely to be charged with an offence and to receive a custodial sentence if found guilty. The approach taken to the riots has been reactive, points out John Coxhead of Loughborough University. That's been necessary to suppress the violence, but it won't resolve the toothache anger that led many poor white Britons to blame their troubles on migrants and take to the streets. Mr. Rennie agrees. The fires of the last few weeks may have been put out, but the tinderbox is not going away.